From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, fresh off what he claimed was Sunday's successful election to create a new assembly, on Monday mocked targeted U.S. financial sanctions directed at him, saying he doesn't take orders from the empire. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
As a result of today's sanctions, all assets of Maduro subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
Mr. Maduro vowed to radically change Venezuela's political system. The government said more than 8 million people took part in the election Sunday. Well, the opposition said less than 3 million cast ballots aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping powers.
El Parlamento venezolano fue electo por 14 millones de habitantes.
The president of the opposition National Assembly, Julio Borges, called the vote fraudulent, saying the National Assembly, the country's parliament, was elected by 14 million people and it will continue meeting. H.R. McMaster is the White House National Security Advisor.
Maduro is not just a bad leader. He is now a dictator. The United States stands with the people of Venezuela in the face of this oppression. We will work with our partners to hold accountable all those responsible for the escalating violence and ongoing human rights violations.
Meanwhile, two opposition leaders were taken into custody late Monday from their homes by police where they've been under house arrest. The U.S. military says it carried out a drone strike in Somalia, killing a senior member of the al-Shabaab insurgency. U.S. Africa Command said the strike took place Saturday near Totaru, a known al-Shabaab stronghold in southern Somalia's Lower Shabelle region. Somalia said it believes Ali Mohammed Hussein, also known as Ali Jabal, died in the operation. This is VOA News.